From the heart of forgotten America, right in the dead center of it all, it's time for a full contact political conversation. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, July 30th, 2019. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, if you want one of the brand new 8th generation Chevy Corvettes, well, you'd better giddy up. They're almost sold after just 2 weeks of being available. The car roaring ahead of any projections and doing a victory lap already. Number two, the battle for Baltimore continues today. Democrats scream racism. President Trump says the truth is tough to take. It's not racist, it's honest. And number one, the Fox Theater in Detroit, the center of the political universe today. Candidates, Democratic candidates, 20 in all, will flock to Detroit for their second round of debates. One round today, another round tomorrow. On the stage today, by the way, on the debate stage today, it will be the big socialists, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, side by side slugging it out, and who can spend more of your money faster. The Green New Deal, trillions of dollars. What will it take? They'll do whatever it takes to buy your vote. And tomorrow, former Vice President Joe Biden will stand next to Kamala Harris, and on the other side will be Cory Booker. He'll be a sandwich right in there. Will Joe Biden, the front runner currently. The latest numbers still show Biden having some ability to hang in there. The latest numbers, Biden at 31.3 nationally. That's up a little bit. He was in the 28-29% range. Now he's up a little bit. Elizabeth Warren also up. Bernie Sanders down. Kamala Harris up. So it's Biden, Warren, Sanders, Harris. That's the national polling. When you go to Iowa, it's Biden, Harris, Warren, Sanders. Bernie Sanders falling out of favor in Iowa right now. Let's see, in New Hampshire, Biden, Warren, Sanders, Harris. So it's the top four all the way across. Mayor Pete coming in fifth across all of those polls. Will he have an impact? No. Will Mayor Pete be the president of the United States? No. Not now and not ever. But it's going to be fireworks in Detroit, or panic in Detroit, as they say. The big effort today will be to nail Joe Biden as often as possible. That'll certainly be the plan for tomorrow as well. Joe Biden, the higher up the flagpole you go, the more of your backside you expose to be shot at. That's for sure. When we get there, though, Kamala Harris, when she gets there with Joe Biden next to her, she's going to have to decide, is it time for open borders or not? This is one of the questions she can't seem to figure out a good answer for. Kamala Harris seems a bit confused by this question, although it ought to be clear. It's one of the top discussions being held politically in America right now. I want to go to exhibit number four of Kamala Harris. It's number four, Kamala Harris talking about open borders. Go.
Do you agree with AOC that we should get rid of DHS altogether?
That is not correct. I am not in favor of decriminalizing or not having consequence for it. We have to keep, let me just be very clear. We have to have a secure border. But I am in favor of saying that we're not going to treat people who are undocumented across the border as criminals. That's correct. That is correct. And what we've got to do is we cannot have any more policy like we have under this current president that is about inhumane conduct, that is about putting babies in cages, it is about separating children from their parents. And we have got to have policy that is about passing comprehensive immigration reform with a pathway towards citizenship, shutting down these private detention
facilities.
Clarify
this for me, though, because
yes,
I do find it confusing. Yes. I believe if someone crosses over the border, it's illegally, it is illegal, and you would decriminalize it.
I would not make it a crime punishable by jail. It should be a civil enforcement issue, but not a criminal enforcement issue.
Okay.
So it'd be like a parking ticket. You come here, you break the law, you run across the border, you don't get vetted at the border, you don't give your passport or your driver's license or any form of ID, you just run across the border, and that's like a parking ticket to Kamala Harris. And to all of them, frankly, in fact, her reaction would be stronger than many. Beto O'Rourke and some of the ilk from the far left would tear down the wall altogether, basically make them world citizens. We all have one big kumbaya moment and hug right at the border. And then they could all just run in. They could live in your house or my house. Of course, we'll be paying for them because they'll want Social Security. They'll want health care. And, of course, we'll be required because it's a human right, you see. It's a human right to have all of these things, and it's your right to pay for it. You, because you're part of the richest nation in world history, says Bernie Sanders, so you're kind of required to pay for it. Now, it doesn't matter whether or not you're having some stress trying to pay this month's bills. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. You see, you're an American, and by definition, you should pay for the rest of the world, according to some of these people. The problem here is you've got an electorate now that is dismayed at what it's seeing. The Democrat Party has gone so far to the left that many traditional Democrats, people like Esquire Bob, my good friend, are a little confused by it all, scratching their head, looking at the spectacle of how far left they've gone. Meanwhile, you've got suburban moms looking at Donald Trump going, why do you talk that way? Why do you insult people that way and attack people that way? The reason, of course, is he's a New Yorker. You know, he's that's, you know, they're rough, they're brash, and they conduct themselves that way sometimes. He's a developer from New York. It's true, New York. It's just true. So you've got this divide where Donald Trump remains stagnant at about 45% support. But then you've got people that have gone so far left. Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris have gone so far wacko left that traditional Democrats don't even recognize their party. Where does that leave the electorate in 2020? We're going to find out a lot more about that tonight in round one at the Fox Theater in Detroit. You watch. It's going to be a giveaway. It's going to be a race to who can give away more of your money faster. Will it be Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren? Who can spend more of your money faster on things that you don't care about than those two? Probably nobody, unless they get advice from the mob squad and AOC and that crew. So big points of contention will also be racism, of course, because everything is racist today. You apparently, if you're a white person in America in 2019, you're not allowed to criticize anybody who is a person of color. You're not allowed to criticize a woman. Of course, white men might as well just sit down and keep still because no idea you have is valid in any way. You have no valid ideas. You have no valid criticisms of anything because if you criticize anybody, you're a racist, a bigot, a xenophobe. If you criticize a woman, you're a misogynist, clearly. There is no place for you in this conversation, white man. I mean, that's the message that's going out there right now. And it's obscene, it's absurd, it's ridiculous. What is this, pre-Enlightenment America? You know, post-Enlightenment, you made strides by having a better argument, by putting forth better ideas and convincing others around you that your ideas were best. You didn't stifle the conversation by screaming, racist, every time something came up you didn't like. That's not the way the conversation works in America. I certainly will not abide by those silly rules, and neither should you. Free speech is a God-given right to me and all Americans. And so, therefore, we'll talk about it here. Coming up, by the way, speaking of all that, we'll talk about the latest from Baltimore. We'll go into the time machine and check out Al Sharpton. We've got exhibits from all over America and all sorts of things you need to hear about and know about today. Hey, by the way, we will head to the Fox Theater today. Will we get in? Apparently not. And then tomorrow on the program, Eric Trump. Coming up on Thursday, Lara Trump. And then after that, the next Trump. 14 after.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
Hey parents, finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
Oh, you know, I'm here if you want to talk.
to 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I mean, I'll fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.